Pack meeting about keeny meeny British mercenaries who got away with war crimes. I say prayer, Tamil solidarity and Waltham Forest Socialist Party despite Storm Sarah. 150 people attended the book launch meeting that Tamil Solidarity co-organized on the 9th of February. The book, Keeny Meeny, The British Mercenaries Who Got Away With War Crimes, highlights in detail how these mercenaries created immense profits for their company, Keeny Meeny Services. The mercenaries were protected and defended by the British government, politicians and foreign authorities. They were paid several million pounds to go to Sri Lanka to kill people and train the Sri Lankan army on how to commit mass murder. Keeny Meeny Services were in Sri Lanka in the 1980s. This was a period of neoliberal offensive to privatize, deregulate and drive down conditions, to increase profits spearheaded by US President Ronald Reagan and British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. The then Sri Lankan President, Junior Giardin, opened up the economy for sale. He became the favorite ally of neoliberalism in South Asia. The imperialist powers were prepared to do anything to protect this situation. Keeny Meeny was used to strengthen right-wing governments around the world, and to suppress any left-wing government or potential uprising. Tamil Solidarity organized this meeting to bring out the political significance of the book for the struggle for the rights of the Tamil-speaking people. I spoke for Tamil Solidarity and Helen Patterson for the Socialist Party. We highlighted the need to link the Tamil struggle with other oppressed communities, the working class, trade unionists, socialists and young people. These are our natural allies. The general strike in India, for example, gives a glimpse of the potential power of working class people to fight all their oppressors. Tamil Solidarity and the Socialist Party also emphasize the need to get active here, in the worker and community struggles that are taking place for better living conditions, against the Tory government's right-wing policies. The Socialist Party puts forward a socialist program needed to get rid of imperialist war, oppression, capitalist austerity governments and poverty,